Podcast listeners, I don't know when you're actually going to hear this, but as we record, we have just finished a performance of The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged in Columbia, Missouri. A wonderful performance filled with an audience that, oh my God, had so many little kids and grandparents and everybody, great grandparents and everybody in between. Just a wonderful, I love doing this show. But Dan Sasky and I were having a conversation earlier that I thought we should turn the microphone on and share that conversation with you, the podcast listener. Dan, what is the hardest thing about doing The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged?
Preparing for it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 632, Preparing and Doing.
I know what you mean about the difficulty of preparing for the Ultimate Christmas, and indeed maybe for all of our shows, because as I've said on all the podcasts in this fall, this tour is, I can't remember how many cities it is total, but we have a bunch of actors and a bunch of different stage managers, and every time there's a new combination of guys, we need to, oh my God,
prepare, rehearse and prepare,
right? Because like I know how to do it with you, Dan Sasky, because right. You are playing Reed's role. But then in three nights, you and I are doing the Christmas show in Stowe, Vermont, not with Mick Orff, but with Reed Martin. And he hasn't done it since last Christmas. So
what does that mean, Austin? When we get to Stowe, Vermont, does that mean we can just hang out and relax until we are called to the theater, like for the show? No.
Oh, Dan, you're so amusing.
I mean, we just did the show
tonight, and it went very well.
We also did it a week and a half ago in Oklahoma.
With Mick Orff also.
Right.
But now Reed Martin is stepping in because he's done teaching and he can actually join us on the road.
Yes.
You know,
so it means we need to prepare.
It doesn't bother me to have to prepare because, I, honestly, gun to my head, The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged is maybe my favorite of the RSC shows.
Don't tell anybody else. It's my favorite as well.
Really?
It's
in my top two as well. It may be the favorite at this point.
So here's why it's my favorite. It's my favorite because it's just as funny as it's funny as all of our shows, but I think it's heartwarming in a way that audiences don't expect. And the other thing I love about it is that everybody comes into the theater with the exact same expectation. Everybody knows Christmas. Everybody wants something that's amusing, and everybody wants something that's a little heartwarming, as opposed to any of our Shakespeare shows, or American history shows, or Bible, or all the great books, where people come into those shows going, well, I don't really know Shakespeare, or I don't know American history, or I love American history, I love all the great books.
Like everyone knows Christmas.
Everybody knows Christmas.
Right, and different ways that, you know, people celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I love it because I play myself in every Reduced Shakespeare Company show,
right,
of course. But I love Christmas. I love Santa. I love the presents. I mean, this, you know.
None dare call it acting, what you're doing.
I mean, this Dan 2.0 is a little, you know, he's definitely like, he really, really loves the presents. But it's just something I can easily grasp onto. There's lots of jokes, and there's a lot less physical, which I love in all the shows, but there's a lot less physical slapstick and physical comedy.
And ridiculous. There are a lot fewer ridiculous costume changes.
A lot less ridiculous costume changes.
Act one flows with very few blackouts. It's actually like a real play. Act one, at least. It's like we get to the end of act one and I go, oh my God, are we here already? It's just flowed so well.
You saying you wrote a real play?
I've seen real plays. I can't tell you what it's actually like to write one, but I've seen some. But the other reason that it's hard to prepare for this show particularly is that we only do it four or five weeks out of the year. So every year we come to it going, well, now what did we do last year? And you've done it every year, I think, since we've been doing it. And you also did the workshop. Workshop production of Ultimate Christmas. You go back to the very beginning of this show.
That's correct. To the roots.
To the roots of this show.
We had a rap at the end.
We cut that early.
Every single year, just as it starts to click and everybody gets like really going with it, we stop until the next year.
I know. You're 100% right. And in my particular case, I haven't done the Christmas show since December of 2015. That's 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Because why? 2016, we were in China.
We were somewhere else.
We were in China. And 2017, I was doing the Book of Will at Northlight Theater. You're back in 2018. And so, I'm so glad to be back because I love the show.
So the last time we did this show was actually here in Missouri on that 1 week, 2 week, whatever it was,
that's
tour.
Right. A little tour.
And that was right here.
A little mini tour of Missouri. Yeah, it's like it's the Show Me State. Show me the Christmas show.
Well, and also, so for that one, we had consistency because it was me and you and Reed.
Yes.
So yes, we had to prepare and rehearse and spend hours running these bits and lines and so forth and tech and costume changes. But yet after the first show, or maybe the second,
we
were sleeping in, right?
Right.
We were sleeping in.
Yeah, we had it, and we could phone in all the other performances. How does this compare to our other shows? I mean, are other shows easier to prepare than do, for instance?
I would say that the Reduced Shakespeare Company, in my experience, is the most unconventional rehearsal and preparation process,
okay.
Which it's obviously it's not a knock, it's not a celebration of it. It is what it is.
Right.
It's great because us as actors are allowed to give each other notes or assist each other in the process.
We have to hire actors who are comfortable with that because not all actors are.
Absolutely.
And the other thing we have to do, I've heard this explained to me once before. I think it might have been Jeff Marlowe who said it, which is like when you come into an RC show and you're learning a part, it's like you're coming into a Broadway show where it's been established, not in terms of quality, just in terms of, or ticket price, just in terms of this is a show that exists, it runs like this, it works like that, and we try to make concessions for every actor, saying, oh, well, if this doesn't work quite so well for you, let's find something that works for you, that's personal to you.
At times, all the shows are the same, as far as the preparation and rehearsals. It depends on who are the actors that are doing it. So, when we did a tour of Complete History of America, Bridge, 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah. 2016, during the election.
I'm just trying to block that out of my memory.
As well you should.
Yes. But I'm pretty sure almost every show was myself and you and Reed.
Yeah, that might be.
Which meant we got to a point after a few shows on our belts and things are working, we would have our run list of things we're going to, or work list of things we're going to work before a show or before we have dinner or something like that. But it wouldn't be like an 8-hour rehearsal day. So if it's a new combination of actors, like the complete works of William Shakespeare this fall.
Yes, that's right.
And so far I've done all of the shows these last 2-3 months.
Right.
And I don't know how many different combinations of actors I've worked with, but every time there's one new actor, we have to be at the theater for
it is different.
8 hours.
Because every actor has a different rhythm.
Yeah.
Did you know, this show in particular, the Christmas show, there are several more times than in other shows where it's the three of you doing something like the Nutsy, where you actually have to physically interact with each other, or the Jingle Bells, where it's, you've got three pairs of hands, six hands.
Where it's choreographed,
right.
And it has to be the same
it
thing
really
every
has
time.
To. Yeah. And so when you change one person in that means that you guys end up hearing Jingle Bells for 2 hours when we're doing it.
No, exactly. It's
it
like
sounds terrible every time.
No. And it sounds terrible. Yeah, no, it's you have to. It's like, and I've been with, like when we did this with Book of Will, we had a couple of understudies go on, and every time an understudy goes on, you do an understudy rehearsal, and so that's what happens with our shows when we have different people coming in. Even Reed Martin, who he and I wrote the Ultimate Christmas Show at Bridge, when he comes in, it's like you and I are putting in a new understudy.
Yeah. And we'll go through this whole rehearsal preparation process again.
Yeah.
Which will be fine because we get to do lines again.
Yeah, it won't hurt us. I haven't done it in 3 years, so it'll only help me to do another run.
We've been getting close to getting it right these past 2 years.
As Elaine said, by the time we finish in December on Christmas Eve, we'll be ready to open,
yeah.
Hi, I'm John Kovalik, artist of the game Munchkin Shakespeare, and I'm a huge geek and a Reduced Shakespeare Company geek, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You can see Reduced Shakespeare in your own home by owning your very own copy of Pop-Up Shakespeare, written by me and Reed Martin and illustrated by the marvelous Jenny Maisels. It's on sale worldwide, and you can find links to both Amazon and independent bookstores in the U.S. and the U.K. on our website. This week, our 2019 tour continues at the Berman Center for the Performing Arts in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Then we head on to Wingate, North Carolina, Morristown, New Jersey, Lancaster, California, Idaho Falls, Idaho, St. John's University in Collegeville, Minnesota, Reston, Virginia, Houghton, Michigan, Appleton, Wisconsin, Lubbock, Texas, Amherst, Massachusetts, Flint, Michigan, River Forest, and Effingham, Illinois, Meridian, Kansas, a week at the Virginia Arts Festival in Norfolk, Virginia, and we'll be giving two performances of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged in Los Angeles at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica, California. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Dan Sasky and our stage manager, Elaine Randolph, who reminded me that there are other ways in which our performances change depending on the personnel.
Musically, it's a different combination of what you're doing musically every single time. So is it like a guitar and a ukulele, or is it a guitar, or is it a soundtrack, or is it an accordion?
Yeah, right. No, it's true. You know, every group of actors brings a different set of skills. Dan, earlier you were saying that William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, is also a tough show to prepare for, but an easy show to do. Why is that?
I don't know that I would say easy show to do. I would say it's because I feel it has the some of the quickest costume changes, and the characters are reoccurring.
Yeah, right.
So it's tough for backstage as well.
Right.
But that, I think what I was leading to is all the shows are difficult to prepare for.
Okay.
That one the most, because of, I'm always thinking, where do I enter or exit? There's only two places typically, right?
That's right.
And
you've got a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
50-50 chance. And where are other actors entering that I am quote-unquote magicking in? You can't see my air quotes.
Right. What is the preparation? Are you alone in your kitchen? How much work do you do before we get together to have a bar through in the hotel when we all arrive the night before the show?
Well, I mean, it's like, how much can you prepare without the other parts, the other guys?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it tough. You go over lines, or if you have any archive videos that we're going to look over to, like, refresh my memory.
Right.
But really, it's just getting there and doing it. And then sometimes, if I do the show with you, you do something a little different than possibly what Chad might do in the show, you know, if I'm doing it with Chad. So, I guess it's this consistent, the rehearsal preparation process for all of these shows can be difficult.
Right.
And not in a bad way, it's just challenging.
Right.
But then when you start doing the show, then you realize, like, the adrenaline's going and how fun this is and how, you know, like we were saying as actors, you just listen to each other. And right? I know.
So in that sense, it's almost
moment, right?
Right. It's almost like a real play in that
it's
regard.
It's almost like a real play.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Long Lost is word driven, though. I mean, there's so much text in it.
Yeah.
More so than a lot of the other shows.
Right. And and less
words always push it forward.
And less like music, less big physical routines. Yeah.
But we are still running our asses off.
Yeah.
Right? And making very, very quick costume changes that if our backstage, I mean, our process and preparation just the three actors is just as important, you know, or maybe even less important than backstage and tech sometimes.
Honestly, for Long Lost, if you could put like a camera that filmed that little gap in the center that you know, you go out one of the doors and you go through that little gap and then to the prop tables, for Long Lost, there would be twice as much action in that area as in any other show.
I agree.
And when we were at Pittsburgh Public Theater, they actually filmed the bows, all the backstage changes during the bows, which I will put a link to on our website.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, and like for instance, the Complete History of America Abridged, which we bring out in a special election edition every 4 years. You know, we'll bring that out again in 2020 for the election, and again, that'll be the first conversation. Will be, oh my God, what did we do last time? You know. But you're right. It's so important. I mean, part of the fun of theater for me, this is the thing I really enjoy, is watching what different actors bring to a role. I mean, I never complain about, oh, do we need to remake this movie, or do we need to make another Hamlet? Because I want to see what these actors bring to these roles. I want to see a different group of actors tell me this story. The maddening thing is that, oh God, if just one of the actors is changing constantly, and it's the same two guys having to go over it again and again and again with the same new actor, and with a different actor every time, that's annoying. But in the Christmas show, it's only slightly less annoying because we all haven't done it since a year ago, so it couldn't hurt all of us to do this again. But with a show like The Complete Works, you know, we've all been doing it for decades now.
Right, and we're still going to get together because that one's really, really a rhythm thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely a rhythm thing.
And how do you remember this bit? Oh, because I do it this way, but we've had success and get laughs when we do it this way.
We did a very fun thing in the fall of 2018 before this tour went out, is that Reed gathered all you actors in Northern California and kind of hit the reset button, you know, a little bit, and said, no, let's make the bit this. Let's do it this way. Let's take the best ideas and decide on this is going to be the ultimate best idea.
And even then, if a different timing, different rhythm works with a different actor or a different combination of actors, then we go, oh, that works. That's the funny. That's where we're going to get a laugh or an extra or a double or triple laugh off this. If we linger on, you know, a certain bit. And it doesn't work with every combination of actors, right?
You know, Complete Works is the one where I see the most changes in who enters which doorways. I do. I mean, that changes.
Well, and that's so funny to me because I think, well, I've been doing it since 1992. It could only be this way. What are you, fools? But clearly, you know, different people do it different ways. Yeah.
I think in Hamlet, in Act Two, I enter in different doorways every single night. But it's at a moment where the other two actors are on stage, so I'm not going to run into anybody, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Well, and then this is the stage manager's job, is it not? To go, no, it's that doorway, you maroon.
Yeah, it would be if I didn't have like 12 different versions crossed out in the script.
Well, yeah, that's right. You've got a script that you've got to maintain and update, but also by the time we get into all these different venues, you don't know who your light board operator is going to be. Is it a student? Is it you? You don't know whether either you're going to even have a light board, as we discovered in one venue this fall that I won't mention.
Yeah.
So you barely have time to make the lights happen, much less watch what we're doing.
Yeah, and quite frankly, there's a memory thing there, too, because it's like, well, if everybody has shifted which doorway they're entering, maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
Well, yeah,
it's like, which version did I write down then?
That's true. And the other thing is, we want this to be a living thing, you know?
It has to stay organic.
Yeah. And it doesn't, the minute it becomes, you've got to say the line, move your hand on this word, or it's going to, you know, if it becomes that, then that's not interesting to anybody.
But see, that is the fun of doing the show.
Yeah, is
that, and sometimes it's because of a lack of preparation, as in we didn't have enough time, or we had a workshop to teach, and that cut into an hour of rehearsal time.
Right.
And if, you know, a combination of actors hadn't done a certain show in a while, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're really on our toes, focused, listening, as we always should be,
right,
as actors, but there is absolutely no time to, like, settle into a, like, oh, right, I've really settled into what right this show and what this performance
we're
is
not going
gonna
get
to be. So it's fresh, because sometimes in our preparation time, we don't have enough time.
We're not going to get complacent.
Yeah. We'll work that one. We'll work that in front of an audience. Yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your preparation methods via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can find us and interact with other fans on our dedicated podcast page on Facebook at RSC Podcast, on Instagram at Reduced Shakespeare Company, or on my preferred platform on Twitter at Reduced. You can also follow me on Twitter at Austin Titchener, and I'm only about 5 followers away from having 2,000 followers. So get on that, will you? Thanks, as always, to Unprepared, Matthew Croak, Web Services by Ginger Power Limited, and music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Rafe Newsham. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to artist and illustrator John Kovalik, creator of Dork Tower, Apples to Apples, and the illustrator of the Munchkin Shakespeare game. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 632 1896th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
The best part about all of this is that whoever the cast is, every performance we do on the road is an opening night.
That's a great way to wrap it up.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.